That's a poem from Transcendental Studies, which is what I'm going to read from tonight. It is like many of the poems in this book, basically a collage. It really started with my being given a job at my school, in which I had to direct a department. And it isn't that it was a difficult thing to do, it just took all the possible time that there was. And for no very great satisfaction, I must add. And it wasn't difficult. And so, you know, I did it a while, and I had to take over when the director before me was going batty. And I realized after a few months that among other things that were wrong, I was simply not writing anything, because there was no I had no time of my own. It was all this job. And usually, since I didn't usually write before midnight anyway, I decided that I would make a break in the time, and at midnight I would not think about my job or the school or anything of the sort. All that would just end then, and I would do my own work. The problem is that if you decide not to think about something, it's what you're thinking about. And that didn't get me very far. And at some point, since that didn't work, it occurred to me that I should do some kind of writing that didn't require me to think. And so I decided to do some collages, but of a very specific sort. I brought down a batch of books of various kinds, but they were all prose books. And no two that were very much alike. And I put these books on the table, and at midnight I would start out by taking three books, more or less at random. But they were always different kinds of books. I might have one novel, one psychology book, and one whatever I happened to grab when I was pulling down books. And I would simply open them and find phrases and write down, and then see what I had. And what I would first do is to try to get a stanza. And if I felt after four lines, well, that's sort of a stanza, I would say, all right, so I'm doing four-line stanzas. And I would do four-line stanzas from those same three books, usually using something from each of them, but not necessarily. Sometimes it was all from one, sometimes from two, but mainly I was just using them. And after some time, sometimes half a page, sometimes two or three pages, but not longer than that, I would get tired of that poem, and so I was writing all this down by pencil. I would take it upstairs and type it up. And when I had a group of these poems, when I had all these stanzas typed up, I would rearrange them alphabetically. And then I would go down and make another poem. And it's not a way I recommend particularly, but it can work. And besides that, I wasn't too much worried about it turning out wrong, because I knew I can always change it. And indeed, I wasn't trying to prove anything about collage, which I had done many times before in different ways. And I had no great questions about it. It wasn't that I thought it was the great thing. It wasn't that I thought it needed to be proven. I was just doing it. I was looking for poems, not for ideas. Eventually, actually rather strikingly soon, I had a book. And so I put the poems together. And I forget how I got the titles for the poems, but I arranged the poems then alphabetically by their titles, and nobody would publish it. It was nobody wanted this book, and I sort of understood that, and that seemed fair enough. I enjoyed it. What do I care whether other people didn't like it? I went on and figured out some other ways to use the collage and came up with actually three volumes, of which this book, Transcendental Studies, is actually the three volumes, plus a little more. Now, as I want to emphasize, I didn't tell myself this is what you have to do. I just did it as long as it seemed something that I could do. And when it got to the point where I was thinking, God, this is awful, I stopped. Why not? And one problem was that this job lasted for 4 years. But anyway, it was over eventually.